Hi, this is a question for Neemi Asif, NEMEASSIH. Date of birth is 3/25/1975. Date of accident 2/17/2024. Date of service is 5/6/2024. Miss Neemi Asia is suffering from the following chief complaint: pain in the neck, pain in both the shoulders, lower back pain, and these are according to her result of an automobile accident that happened on 2/17/2024 at around 11:45 p.m. She is traveling as a restaurant driver at in city of Taylor on Pardy Road, P-A-R-D-D-Y, and near Telegraph. There was a snow falling at the time, and she was rear-ended as the previous car behind could not stop. The impact caused the damage to her vehicle in the trunk and bumper and quarter panel. Although no window glass was broken, the rear windshield was not broken. There was no damage to the headrest, seat belts, steering wheel or dashboard. And the patient was restrained at the time of accident. Airbags did not deploy. And there was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The police came at the scene, but ambulance didn't arrive at the scene. And the patient was driving a Nissan Rogue 2023 and was hit with a car that she doesn't know. She reported that in the time of accident, she did not hit any, had any head injury, but some neck whiplash happened after banging into the headrest, and there was no loss of consciousness, no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, and no knee and a hip injury result. I'm allergic to everything anyway.
Sorry, man. Yeah, no problems.
Sir, I'm sorry, I think. See, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big smell up there. Okay. I have a cancer on top of it, so I don't want to have more of it.
So the patient has the following presenting history: no headaches, no symptoms of TBI, no taste problem, smell problem, dizziness, vertigo, no spots in the vision or loss of vision field or blurred vision, no seizures, loss of consciousness, no loss of memory, ringing in the ear, no forgetfulness or memory problem. The patient only has suffered from pain in the neck, which is around 5. Both the shoulder pain is around 4. And lower back pain is 7. She is able to move both the shoulders up to 180 degrees bilaterally in forward flexion and also in the abduction. Pain in the shoulders is around 4. Lower back pain is 7. She reports no radiation of pain to the lower extremities or upper extremities, no motor weakness, and no other significant history, no numbness or tingling of the finger and toes. All of these pains are reported to be several times a week and are related to an accident that she suffered from 2/23/2024. However, the pain started 1 week after the accident. They described as stabbing, cramping, and pain level is from 4 to 6, ADLs are 5. And modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting and improved by bending and lying down. Regarding the previous treatments, a patient report that she has seen a chiropractor. Other than that, no treatments, no x-rays, MRI, CT scan have been done. She has not visited the ER and denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle anywhere in the body, or muscle weakness, or bladder bowel incontinence. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergy history, family history, legal history, work history, personal history, physical examination. A 49-year-old African American female. She is a Ghanish from Ghana, 5 feet 6 inches, 180 pounds. She is, blood pressure is 141/88, pulse is 63, pulse ox is 99. She is alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no signs of jaundice, 11 colonicular. Good build, well nourished, hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. This patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination, neurological and psychological is from the template. Musculature examination is normal. No spasm, atrophy or tenderness. Musculoskeletal examination inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. Other than that, no spine tenderness notice. Paravertebral muscle spasm none, tenderness none, hypertonicity none. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 45. And bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test was positive, Sotal test negative, myelopathy sign is negative, thoracic spine, Roux test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is positive.
Yes.
Beggar test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Brudzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. Favor test, Gonsalon test are positive bilaterally, but distraction test, iliac compression test, and cisternic flexion test is negative. Examination of the extremities. In the extremities examination, all the extremities including shoulder, elbow, hands, hip, knees, and foot and ankle are completely normal. Normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal joint motions, and no abnormal findings are found. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy, gait is normal. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60, Z79.891. In the CNS, R51, R42, and F41.1. Nerves, M79.2. Muscles, M60.9. Ligaments, M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for